Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We are taking a lot of time today to celebrate National Sauce Month. Because I really like sauce, and this is the last day of the month.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah. You should have brought that up on March 1st.
I should have. Yeah. I should have. I'm a sauce fan.
I'll throw some at you during the break.
Thank you.
And our chef buddy, Gino. By the way,
it's all about the sauce.
Saucier.
Yeah. All about the sauce.
Has anybody checked on him? Is he doing okay?
I need to check on him, actually. I've been thinking about him.
He has always said, it's all about the sauce.
I checked on a friend of mine whose wife's due in about 3 weeks. 2 weeks, actually. I said, he's going to be allowed inside the delivery room. He said, as of now, yes.
Yeah, Christy's friend had a baby last week. And I think he was allowed in the delivery room.
Law enforcement sources tell the New York Post that a historic blow has been dealt to the mafia.
Because of this?
Because of this. There's no gambling.
Home? Oh, no gambling.
Oh, yeah.
There's no gambling. Yeah. They've been involved in gambling since day one.
Can you imagine? To launder the money.
And there's always been something to gamble on since day one. There is no longer.
I never thought about that. I understand the workers. I feel bad for all workers. Vegas, Omaha. Council Bluffs, because Omaha is we're better than that.
Now you got to feel bad for the mafia.
No, not necessarily. But I'm not feeling bad for big casinos because they raped us for years anyway. But you imagine the money. I wonder what the money Vegas is losing per day.
It's gonna be billions.
Oh, ungodly.
It must be ungodly.
Oh, have you seen some of the aerial shots of the strip?
Yeah, nothing's there.
Middle of the day.
Everything's
I saw a YouTube video of some
closed.
Guy driving down the, I went to Fremont Street, empty, down the strip. There was one casino where a bunch of jackasses were hanging out outside.
Yeah.
But it was mostly deserted.
You see Chris Angel just floating all lonely in the middle of the street?
Yeah, that's right, because you can actually fly. Yeah, I saw that.
By the way, it's a few paragraphs long, but did you get the email from the guy who gave us some money laundering tips?
No, I did not, because people need money to launder it.
Yeah.
Plus, mine is made legitimately.
I didn't want to read that.
Boring.
Just so I had a good alibi. No, I didn't read it. I don't know how.
Yeah,
well, he kind of said his plan was kind of simple and would probably get red flagged somewhere. If you executed his plan, get busted.
Well, because the third episode of Ozark with the casinos, I just how they're doing that.
Yeah.
Just take $10,000, lose $9,000, keep $1,000 for yourself. You know?
See, even that.
Yeah.
I'm gone. I'm like, wait, where's $1,000 go?
Yeah. I'll get down here. Here's the part where he says, use the dirty cash. You buy prepaid Visa gift cards. That is called placement. Use those to buy store gift cards and use those to buy more prepaid gift cards. That is called layering. You then take out a loan like a home equity loan. Use the gift cards to pay the payments on the loan. That's placement. So it's all kind of complicated.
Yeah.
Is this guy involved in it? Or is he like a...
So now the drug dealer has money from the loan, and it isn't obvious it came from the drugs. Note, don't actually do this. I'm sure these simple money laundering steps in my examples would stick out like a sore thumb.
Probably. Plus, why money launder stuff that's made legitimately? It'd be stupid.
Yeah, I don't have any dirty money.
Yeah, I don't have any dirty money.
This is for dirty money. Yeah. This is drug money.
Are you taking change back? I went through a smoothie place the other day, and it was $5.40. I handed her a 10. I said, keep it. No, mainly I wanted to help her out. She's a good-looking college girl.
but you wrote your number on the back of the 10?
No.
But you call me later.
No. That wasn't going to work.
I'll help you out.
Thanks, sir. When they say thanks, sir, it's very nice.
I rarely use cash anymore.
Well, I do. But you're handing your card then to them, and that's worse.
Yeah,
now,
but a lot of places have
going
little,
back in your pocket.
No, not drive-thrus. Right. Not drive-thrus. They don't.
Your money's just as dirty as your car.
Oh, easily. Mm-hmm. Of course it is. No more licking bills like we used to.
We have a mutual friend on Facebook who apparently gets really aggravated when people don't top off their tank.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's so old school.
Well, it's OCD.
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is.
It is, right.
because it just bugs the hell out of him to see somebody before him did $39.86.
Yep.
Well, he wants it to be an even number?
Yeah, that was an old school.
Yeah, or rounded up to the next dollar, I guess.
Yeah, but don't they say you're not supposed to do that?
I've always heard you're not supposed to do that. It clicks off because your tank is full.
Yeah,
We're just supposed to spray it in the air.
Back in the day when I didn't fill my car up because I had no money, $5, $10, I always went right to that because that's all I had on me. But if you're filling it up, you can't. You're filling it up.
Yeah, I put it in there, it doesn't matter because I'm not using cash. I stick a card in, I stick the pump in, it clicks off, it's full.
Stick it in. Talk about drugs, Craig, what?
But apparently it just bugs him. Oh, the mafia. He's talking about the mafia guy.
You mentioned gambling.
Other mob mainstays. I mean, this is Requiem for the Mob almost. Right. Mm-hmm. Other mob mainstays have been the hit. The extortion of restaurants has fallen
because
they're closed, except for the takeout and delivery. Construction rackets, most of that has been shut down.
Especially
all non-essential construction has been shut down. And the things involved with construction, trucking and the ports, the mob's all there as well, and those things are being hurt.
We've seen the movies.
But the truckers are still going.
Maybe not some of the ports in New York.
Even then,
though.
Not as much. Yeah, there's not as much for them to tote around.
Not as much. Especially in New York.
So now they're thinking that the mob that has been, in some cases, reluctant to move into narcotics, now they're just going to move into narcotics.
You should move into like hospital masks and gowns,
ventilators.
Recently captured surveillance may confirm this. Now the focus of conversation, they say, on the surveillance has shifted from gambling to narcotics.
That's right.
Yeah, they got to get creative.
Paul Sorvino told the Ray Liotta, coke.
In these times.
No coke.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Scientists say, morons, that they have discovered an alien world where it regularly rains molten iron.
That's got to hurt.
Ow.
Oh, it's still soft when it flies down, right?
Still molten.
Sounds pretty metal, though.
Yeah. It does.
It does. It sounds like that planet rocks.
Right. Yeah.
50% chance of molten iron today.
Yeah, planet rocks.
That's my least favorite form of precipitation.
Temperatures.
You're going to need an iron umbrella.
Temperatures on the planet can exceed 4,350 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hot enough to vaporize solid iron on the planet. When the vapor cools on the dark side of the planet, scientists think it condenses and falls as rain.
And it's molten. I wonder why people live there. How do they do that? They just walk around? Maybe they're in it.
In that star 640 light years away?
Yeah, maybe it just falls off then.
They're made of flames.
Yep.
The phenomenon.
If it were raining molten iron, then people might stay inside.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
This was discovered through the use of the Very Large Telescope in Chile.
Chile.
Whatever.
That is cool, man.
As
long as it's run by Jesus, I'm happy for
that. Yeah, as long as Jesus is in control.
As long as Jesus runs all the planets, because apparently he does.
Runs planet Hellfire.
If you believe that.
That's fire and brimstone.
Jesus runs everything.
Right there you go.
Literally.
Yeah, nice.
Brimstone.